Welcome to the Museum of Minor Incidents. Exhibit 31. Fear and Hope and Everybody Else We Know. You and three other people are going to create this experience together. Listen carefully. It is very important that you react when necessary. Move and behave as the track tells you. Sometimes you will have to say something. If you do, say it loudly so that the others can hear you. For the next couple of minutes, you will hear your very special individual track. The audio will guide you through the world around you. Most of the time, you will move around on your own. Follow the instructions closely. But have open eyes to your environment. Try not to disturb others or put yourself in danger. This exhibit is about the feelings of fear and hope. The track will tell you where to go. Whenever you have reached the position the track told you and don't know how to go on, just wait for further instructions. You start as a human being. There will be two of you. The other two players will give life to two big emotions, fear and hope. One could say that they are kinds of daemons. Now you will be introduced to one another. The person who is waving is also a human being. It is a man. Now you introduce yourself. You are a woman. Raise your hand to greet the others. This is the daemon of fear. And this is the daemon of hope. Have a look at the capsule stations. Have you ever stayed in a capsule like thousands of Japanese commuters do night after night? Have a closer look. Each vendor contains a different species. You can decide for one direction of toy you want and insert a coin. But in the end, luck, or fate, decides the outcome. Have you ever wanted to have a bit more insight into what drives people? Wouldn't it be cool to be able to influence them? Maybe you could understand others way better than you do now. Maybe even yourself. Now you start as a human being, but this might change during the game. Be prepared. Now you will leave the others. Do you remember who is who? If you do, forget it. We live in shape-shifting times. Have a look around. Do you see the jump shop? Start walking in the direction of the jump shop, but do not go there. Turn left and keep walking. You pass the NHK character and the Chow Girl shop. Just follow the half-round shape of the building and the blue plastic carpet on the floor until you reach, to your left, the beginning of a slope. Walk up the slope. Walk slowly until you reach the upper floor. There is no need to hurry. The slope curves gently. There are no unexpected rises or breaks. Have a look down at the giant event space below to your right. You are rising higher and higher. Let's talk about you. Until now, you just know that you are a woman. Let's add some flesh to the bones. When you were young, you dreamt about being a princess in a huge palace, the princess of the universe. In those dreams, you never had a husband or children, just your little puppy, who should inherit your reign after your death. Your one and only cute little puppy. Now you are in your early 30s. You have a job, a good one. Your cute little puppy is dead. But maybe you have a boyfriend, a handsome one. Carry on walking up the slope. When you have reached the end of the slope, stop for a moment. On your left, you can see the entrance to the bus station. This is where you go now. Turn left and enter the bus station through the self-opening doors. When you have entered the bus station, turn left. Leave the two columns with the blue, soft-looking benches around them to your left. Walk very slowly. This is a calm place. Walk along the gates. 6, 5, 4. Stop near gate number 3. Unexpected things happen, like your father driving the car backwards over your puppy. You know about pain. Have you learned to cope with new situations? Let's imagine an incident. Suddenly, all your savings disappear. Maybe it is just a mistake by your bank. There is no possibility of getting a loan from the bank. So what do? You just need the money. You have to pay your bills somehow. Think about your friends. Is there anybody you can trust? Can you borrow it from somebody? What if you cannot pay the money back? What if you lose your friend then? What if you lose your reputation completely? Next to gate number 3, you see a white door with the letters Convenience. You will meet one of the daemons at the door to Convenience. Look out for a familiar face. Stand face to face with the daemon of hope. He is trying to make you laugh, trying to make you believe that everything will just be all right. You don't have to know how, not now. Hope can be dangerous. It can also make you careless. Can you resist? Do you want to resist? Did you laugh? Then give your hand to the daemon of hope, to the lightness in life, to the belief in the change for the better. Exchange your audio device with this player. Now you can bring hope to people if they let you. If you did not laugh, just go on with your life and make your decisions. If you have to exchange your devices, do it now with the other player. Have you changed your view? Or did everything stay the same? You are a woman in the best time of your life. You have a good job and a husband. Maybe you are thinking about having children. Turn towards the buses, then turn left and continue your way to the end of the bus station. The Daemon of Hope will walk next to you for a few meters. Then your ways will part again. Leave through the door at the end, straight on, next to the big blue information sign. The door opens for you. Turn left and have a look at the long white corridor. Hear the humming and feel the light in your eyes. Be inside, the inside of something. Walk down the corridor. Pass the toilets to your left. Do not go down the stairs, but keep left. Look at the plants behind the windows. What you experience depends on what you let in. Leave the corridor, keep left, and go to the oasis. Stand at the railing and have a look. Stand at the railing and look from there for a moment. Now you have a really good view on things going on from there, from a quite safe position. Nobody notices you. You were always fascinated at looking behind the curtain of life. You wish you could always practice everything, get better, be prepared for everything. But sometimes there is no time for that. Suddenly, something happens, and the only thing you can do is react with your reflexes. Fight, flight, or freeze, like animals do when they are threatened. Let's go on. Turn right and walk in the direction of the street. Keep right. You will enter the entrance to the park centre. Can you easily recognise it by its green roof? Do you see it? It's just beside the street to your right. When you have reached the Central Park entrance, 7B, enter and walk slowly down the stairs. This is the Central Park Underground. Enter the door on the left-hand side. Smell the air. Go straight on and have a look at the floor. You come to a crossing. Go straight on. When you come to the next crossing, have a look at the floor. There is a red triangle. Turn right here and walk down the corridor. On your right-hand side, you can see an information counter. Right next to it, There are stairs leading upwards. Go towards them and walk up them. When you walk through the door into the outside, turn left and go on walking up all of the stairs. When you reach the top, you see the tower on the left-hand side. You turn right and walk towards the Hisayadori Park. Keep on walking to the little river. Walk in the direction away from the tower. Carry on walking along the river. When you come to the little bridge, go across it. You may sit down for a moment. Look at the water. Listen to the insects struggling for the survival of their species with the power of their noises. Life keeps on keeping on. Look at the waterline, the colourful reflections. Isn't it great that white light is not white but contains all the colours of the rainbow? You just need the right prism to show them. Would you like to use them all to paint a picture of your life? Nowadays, you do not sell anything to anybody anymore. Your life is a self-running machine, floating in a constant stream. Nothing goes wrong. Just sometimes at night, when you wake up, not knowing why, you feel somehow empty. You wish to be a bit more special. Not like those childish dreams you had when you were young about reigning the universe from a giant sparkling palace. Not like jump cut memories out of music video clips. But what are your dreams now? Time to move on. Keep on walking along the river, but now on the right-hand side. Walk on in the direction of the two Central Park gates. Walk towards them. Go down a little slope, or take the stairs. Carry on walking. At the end of the park, behind the main stairs, you can see some trees with stone benches around them. Choose one you like and in the shade. Sit down there. Very soon there will be a minor incident happening to you. A familiar face will appear. A face that you might already know. This is a man you might already have met. A man that attracts you. Maybe you do not know the context anymore, but as soon as you see this person, give her a sign and go to the railing between the two gates together. Go to the railing and stand next to each other. Have a look at the wonderful setting. New York and Paris. Everything in one place, here and now. Sometimes things just fit. Look at each other again. Look deeper. Look behind the flesh and bones and see what is inside this person. Imagine that you've known each other for a lifetime, maybe longer. Look each other in the eyes. But you are not alone. Your daemons are close, maybe already watching you. You feel connected in a very deep way. Sometimes moments like this happen. You want to escape from everything that is your life. Just leave this city with this person. Live the adventures that you dreamt of when you were a child. Live your own movie script. Most of the times, we don't change things. There is always so much to lose. You have a full working life. You can rely on yourself, can't you? What are the costs of changing everything? Is the feeling of the moment worth it? The daemons of fear and hope struggle inside ourselves. Fear of a new beginning. Hope that everything will be better. Have a look over the railing. Below you, worlds merge. This is where the daemons meet and come up the stairs to comfort you and the other person. Soon the two of you will have to make your decision. Have a look at them coming up the stairs. You might think that you already know one of them, but they may have changed their appearance. When the two daemons have reached the end of the staircase, they will come to you. Which one do you want to choose to give you advice? Look at them both. One of them is hope. One of them is fear. You cannot know how the situation will turn out. Life is not far off. It is right here, right now. You will know more afterwards. Who do you trust more? Now the two daemons are standing next to you at the railing, you and the man. Each of you will choose one of them. You cannot choose the same one. In a second, just point at the daemon of your choice. Decide now. You cannot choose the same daemon. Each of you choose one of them. Beckon your daemon to come to you. Time seems to be frozen. Look each other in the eyes. You both think the same. If you feel like laughing, just do it. Humor makes the world real and not just kitsch. But both of you know that there is just one question in your head and in the air and everywhere around you. You just want to know one thing from the other person. The question you have is short and simple. You ask each other without words, "Are you afraid?" Don't say anything. Both of you have already taken your choices. From now on, your daemons will answer for you. They will whisper into your ears. Listen carefully when your daemon tells you your answer, and then repeat it loudly and clearly. Incidents happen to us, but we make the choices, don't we? Thank you for playing Fear and Hope and Everybody Else We Know. Please have a look at your map to find other exciting exhibits in the Museum of Minor Incidents.